Uganda, Kenya, Sudan. With the adoption of the ESC child policy in 2016, various accomplishments have been realized in implementing its action plan, especially priority 4, which deals with addressing child protection in conflict emergency situation, priority 5, which deals with strengthening child protection systems and community mechanisms, and priority area 7, that deals with addressing cross-border child rights violations. In April 2018, the ES Secretariat, in collaboration with UNHCR, UNICEF and the African Child Policy Forum, hosted a regional roundtable on refugees and children in Arusha. This roundtable brought together a number of players who sat in Arusha. And after their discussions, a statement of good practice was agreed upon, which has since guided discussions on mainstreaming the protection and the welfare of refugee children in the policy, programming and service provision within strong and national child protection systems in the EAC. Partner states also have already selected priority actions of importance to implement in a framework on strengthening the child protection systems, including learning from each other on the different refugee management approaches employed in the region. Countries like Rwanda and Uganda have, for example, reported that children, including migrant and refugee children, are able to access the same services which is a standard that the EAC looks forward to adopt by all the partner states. These discussions have culminated in development of the roadmap and strengthening national child protection systems and cross-border collaboration to respond to the needs of the migrant refugee children. The roadmap is to be implemented in collaboration with the International Intergovernmental Authority on Development, which is IGAD, which encompasses 11 countries that are the biggest host of the refugee populations, perhaps, in the world. The development of the regional refugee policy is also undergoing, and this draft refugee policy encapsulates important provisions on the child refugees. These will be expounded more during the implementation development of the implementation plan of the refugee regional refugee policy on what each player at different levels are requested to do in their implementation. And last but not least, the EAC has also taken lead in mobilizing other RECs, regional economic communities, and other partners and stakeholders in mainstreaming child protection in their various policies and programs. EAC has hosted the RECs, for example, in 2019 in Kigali, and their discussion has led into a draft collaboration plan that has been developed and is due for adoption by the African Union organs. And we wish, once this adopted, quite a lot of strides will be actually have been achieved through our work. I thank you.
Thank you, Didakus.